In the name of one God who creates, redeems, and sustains us. Amen. Amen. All right, I want to know, where are my pilgrims from last summer? If you went on pilgrimage to Rome, raise your hand. Okay, yeah, Ryan, good, because I saw you step out. I'm glad you're back in. All right, because I need to make sure that they hold me accountable and I get my story right today. So I'm glad to see you all in out of the parish hall. Try this on a few more Sundays. It'll make your rector thrilled. So this summer on pilgrimage, with our youth, we toured the Colosseum in Rome. Now, the first time in Rome, I was a student, and I was too cheap to pay to go inside. But as an art history major with a focus on ancient Greek and Roman art, I was stoked we were going to get to go into the Colosseum. I have studied this building in several different classes. I have seen cross sections. I have seen reconstructions. I know what it looks like filled with water for naval battle scenes. I know how crowd control and the latrines were even managed. I was so excited. Now, I knew in the back of my mind that it was also holy ground. Christians had been killed there in their time, and many of us have seen the movie Gladiator. And for those of you who are younger and haven't seen Gladiator, think Hunger Games, only not all the mechanics that came along with it. The Colosseum was frequently literally about life and death. And so our guide took us around and showed us the construction and discussed history, and I was so into it. But as we continued towards, kind of through the layers of the Colosseum, in towards the arena, our pilgrimage leader began a story I had never heard. It's a story of, you can say it two ways, I'm going to call him Telemachus today. And he lived in the early 400s. Now, Telemachus was a monk who traveled from somewhere in the east, further east, and he came to Rome, and he arrived and got swept up in the fervor of the city and followed the crowds into the Colosseum for the day's show. Am I right so far, guys? Pilgrims? Okay, yeah, you got me. Good, thanks. Now, imagine that this monk, he's a monk, so he's probably from a more remote area, and he is suddenly in this Colosseum, trying to take in the huge crowds, the architecture, the pageantry, and the culture. And that day in the Colosseum, it was gladiator fights. And Telemachus was so taken back by the barbarity that he witnessed that he had to make his way down through the crowds. He was a monk, so you know he was up in the cheap seats, you know, like way out in the bleachers where you can't actually see much. But he literally fought his way down through the crowds onto the floor of the arena and demanded that the gladiators stop. What they were doing was wrong. It was wrong in the name of Jesus, and it was wrong in the name of civilization, and it was just wrong. Now, have you ever been in a movie theater when the film breaks? Or I guess that doesn't happen anymore, when the computer jams? Well, there are times, imagine times like that, only a movie theater of a few thousand, 100,000, because the crowds in the Colosseum were there that day to see a good fight, to see somebody killed, and they were not happy about having their entertainment taken away from them. So while the gladiators were spared their life, the crowds demanded Telemachus' life. And so at that moment, on the floor of the Colosseum, he was stoned to death for his testimony. In today's gospel, Jesus is talking about experiences just like Telemachus's. Jesus knew that it would not always be easy for Christians to bear witness in the face of adversity. And you see, today, as Jesus is talking to his disciples, he's sitting in a richly decorated temple in Jerusalem, the richly decorated temple in Jerusalem, the same one Haggai was encouraging them to build last week when we read. Well, now it's been rebuilt beyond its former glory, just as Haggai prophesied. And Jesus warns that the temple will be thrown down, which it was. It was thrown down by the Roman Emperor Vespasian, who used the spoils of the war from the temple in Jerusalem to begin to build the Colosseum in Rome. Just as Jesus advises in the gospel, Telemachus, in the face of adversity, chooses to testify to his faith. Jesus' words are this: but before all this occurs, they will arrest you, they will persecute you, they will hand you over to synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors because of my name. This will give you an opportunity to testify. Telemachus chose to live faithfully that day in Rome. He chose to testify to the right that no one should be uselessly killed for sport. Each of us is God's creation, deserves better. And he died for that testimony. He died for standing up what he believed in. Testifying to our faith is not always easy, especially in the face of adversity. Now, granted, we who live in the United States in 2013 rarely put our lives on the line in the fashion that Telemachus did. But yet, in our own lives, we have ample opportunity to put our faith on the line when we face disasters and loss of life. We put our faith on the line when we face a life-threatening illness. We put our faith on the line in how we respond to natural disasters, whether Katrina or the earthquake in Haiti or this week, the typhoon in the Philippines. We put our faith on the line when we pray for victims of mass shootings. I think I've told you that this summer, my doctoral program had the very deep honor of sitting with the rector of Newtown, Connecticut. We were actually the first group that she has agreed to speak to because she figured we were colleagues. And her one request was for prayer. She talked about the outpouring of stuff that arrived. They literally have storage houses filled with teddy bears and prayer shawls and toys and everything else you could possibly think of. And she said, what we really need isn't stuff. We need prayer. Please don't take our communities off your prayer list. And we need resources so that we can continue the psychological counseling for our students, our teachers, our families, and our town. She testified to the truth that she lives, and what they need is our prayer. So in the face of major disasters, man-made and natural both, how often have you heard, how could God let that happen? Or as my favorite cousin likes to say to me, how could you believe in a God who lets that happen? And sometimes I think I can talk myself blue in the face, testifying that God does not cause bad things to happen. Bad things happen because there's chaos in this world. But bad things do not happen because God is grumpy or angry or frustrated or has an axe to grind. That isn't God, as I understand God revealed in Scripture, especially the New Testament. I will often continue in these discussions of why would God do this, that God not only doesn't do it, but God walks and weeps with us who have experienced disaster and loss. God walks with us in our times of desolation and shock. And as faithful Christians, we do our best to gather round and support one another. Testifying is hard, hard work. And when we testify through prayer, through giving, through conversations, through other types of support, we're actually testifying to our hope of resurrection. Our hope that our faith will see us through our darkest moments and that there will be light again in our lives. We testify to the hope that together we can help one another, the neighbor next door, and the neighbor halfway around the world. We testify to the faith of a God who does not abandon us. We testify to the hope that none of us lives our Christian life in vain. While Telemachus lost his life, it was not in vain. Because you see, the Roman emperor at that time, who happened to be Christian, heard of Telemachus's act of faith. And he was so moved by the story of this monk stopping the gladiators down in the arena that he banished all gladiator fights from that day forward. Sometimes we don't get to see the effect of our testimony. Often we do not see the change that our faith brings to others. So while we sit here this week, and we have maybe not experienced a typhoon, we have seen the photos on television and elsewhere, and we know that there is need. And while most of us this week were not given a cancer diagnosis, we all know someone pretty much who is engaged in fighting that fight. And while we may not share with the person in the pew next to us what are our struggles and our dark places and our trials, we know that we all have them. So the gospel today reminds us that in the face of life's disasters and struggles and challenges, we are called to testify to our faith. Because your testimony, my testimony, our witness together just might well lead others to their salvation. Amen.